Oscar away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, if you want to get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. I was wanting your advice on juicing. I have one of those centrifugal juices that spin the juice carrots real fast. And then I also have a mixer that blends it to a pulp. Which one is better to use? Because I try to juice everything I can think of, carrots, broccoli, beets, whatever I can think of. Or was it better just to put them all in a high-speed mixer and blend it to a pulp?
I like putting it in the, I like putting it in the blender. I really do. I mean, I personally, I know the juicers and all, I'm not knocking them, because a lot of people have them and they're fine. You get great nutrients in juicing, but at the same time, I really like keeping everything. You know what I mean? I don't want anything to be wasted. And I think it's good to put everything in a blender, high speed blender, and just go for it. That's the way I do it myself. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't recommend doing it a lot, meaning, three or four meals a day or whatever. Just one or two times a day, if you'd like, is good, because I still think solid meals, solid foods are the best way to go. It allows your body to get foods in its most natural form. Yes, when you blend it, you can get higher concentrations of vegetables, so that's why I think it's really good. And it can be an adjunct to eating your other solid meals. I just don't think it's a good idea to substitute a lot of the liquid, or liquid meals too many for versus the solids. I mean, you get a lot more nutrition out of getting good whole food meals that your body can really digest, absorb, and do well with. So just a couple of things to think about on that note. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Check us out at getwellradio.com. Send me an email and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
My question is, I went to the doctor last week, the regular doctor, and they did blood work a week before I went.
Okay.
And my numbers are all good and great and within reason and everything, except my cholesterol is 286, and he wanted to put me on medicine for the rest of my life and get me down to 200, and I said, I probably won't take it. I'd rather try to do it on my own. And this is kind of a first-time deal for me, and so I don't know a lot about it. And I used to juice a long time ago, and I very much, into juicing and everything, and I will do that again if I need to. But I don't know a lot of what I need to do or what foods I need to avoid or what can really be potent for helping my cholesterol to come down.
So is this the first time you've been diagnosed with anything when they said you had to take medicine?
Correct.
Okay. Do you eat well, and are you, I mean, what is your kind of, I'll explain the cholesterol thing to you, but give me a little background about your health in general. Do you exercise? Are you kind of a health nut? Do you eat average? I mean, give me kind of a background on yourself just a little bit.
I'd say I do exercise. We live on a farm, and we don't have cows, but we have hay, and I get a lot of exercise and that type of thing. I say I eat moderate to healthy, a lot of vegetables, and the meats that we eat are basically chicken or deer meat.
Okay, off the farm.
That's the majority.
Pretty much from the farm or around there. Anyway.
The chicken comes from the store, but the deer meat comes from the farm.
From the farm, yeah. All right, so on average, when you say your exercise, is it just farm work, like kind of going out and working a little bit there?
Yes, I would say doing that, and we have a part-time mowing business that we do in the summertime, so we mow some grass a couple days a week, and I'm just a pretty busy person overall, running a lot and doing a lot, and I have some gardening, that type of thing. I don't ride a bicycle.
Okay. And what is your age, Sheila?
My age is, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. Can you?
I know you're not supposed to ask a lady that, but, you know, it is what it is on the show, so.
That's classified. I'm 48.
Okay. So you're still a spring chicken. So the deal is this. With cholesterol, they say, they being, you know, the research that we have, that it has a pretty strong genetic component to it. But we also know that it's lifestyle-based more than anything. And our cholesterol is basically produced in the liver. You've got your good cholesterol, which are your HDLs, and the bad cholesterol, which is the LDLs. And, you know, obviously the 200 is kind of the goal number on average. 180 is where they really like to have it. But you want to keep your good cholesterol up in the 50s minimum, and you want to get bad cholesterol around 100 or below. And that's shooting good numbers. If you have a heart attack, the numbers go down considerably for prevention. But, you know, here's the deal. Bottom line is the body makes cholesterol, so it's not a bad thing. It's just when it gets, you know, really, really elevated that it becomes a bit of a challenge. Now, the statin drugs they probably want to put you on, they work. But, you know, it's not something you want to be on forever. I would say for sure that coming up with a new lifestyle plan would be something to show your doctor, meaning that you get on a good routine. And, you know, if they need to put you on the medication for a short period of time, it's never a bad thing to do something, because medicine does manage. All right. It's great at managing and getting things under control when they become out of control. So I do think that it's a good idea with medicine sometimes in that regard. However, with something like cholesterol, which you really can modify with your diet so easily, you have to come up with a game plan. But it does involve exercise and a good eating plan. So let me tell you what a good day eating looks like. All right, the foods you want to avoid typically when you're dealing with cholesterol is you want to cut out a lot of the dairy products. Now, with you living on a farm, raw dairy, such as raw cow's milk or raw goat's milk, is fantastic. So I wouldn't say cutting that out. More of the homogenized, pasteurized variety for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time, as you're getting on kind of a new plan, might be something to consider. And I've got a book called Empowering Your Health, and in that I have a whole list of foods to avoid, foods to eat on a regular basis that lower inflammation. But good typical day for a great cholesterol-lowering eating plan. You could start out with a couple of fresh eggs. Gosh, man, you living on a farm, it's just like, yeah, it's like the sky's the limit. So a couple of fresh eggs, bowl of fresh berries would be fantastic, amazing. So then you've got, you know, for lunch, you could do some deer meat, salad, green vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, whatnot. But the good healthy fats will actually help your cholesterol. And your exercise plan is what I want to talk about, too, because that's a big one. And we'll get into a little bit more details on the foods and some supplements when we come out of this commercial break, because cholesterol is a big topic. It's a big topic with, you know, adults. It's actually becoming a topic with the younger folks, too, believe it or not, and it's because of poor diet. But there's some great ways to get out of it. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to Healthy Talk Radio. We're talking with Sheila, and has now been diagnosed with high cholesterol. and they wanted to put her on medication, she said, for the rest of her life, which is pretty typical and pretty much standard of care, just so you know. Now, she doesn't want to do that, and I understand. I wouldn't either. So coming up with a new game plan for her, first time she's ever been diagnosed with something where she had to take medicine, which can freak anybody out. She's 48 years young and really doesn't want to do that. So what we're talking about, Sheila, were basically the basics of cholesterol, which you've got your good cholesterol, the HDL, and the bad cholesterol, the LDL. The goal is to keep it under 200, and, of course, there's several ways to do that. So the statin drugs are pretty common. That's what they want to prescribe. And I do want to just kind of tell you that I always say go with your doctor, only because I don't really, I find it, some guys disagree and they just kind of say what they want, but I find it very frustrating as a doctor myself if you were to ever recommend something and someone kind of goes against you and says, well, no, that guy's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and don't do that, do this. So I don't really like that. I don't like that personally. So just so you know, they're laying out for you the way we were trained in medicine. So just so you know that, I mean, that's all they know, and I'm sure you probably took it that way. But, I mean, I always say that because it's important. I mean, in medicine, that's the way you're trained. There's what we have, standard of care. This happens, you take this. This happens, you take this. Kind of like we're a robot. I mean, there's standard of care, so there's protocol, and you follow the protocol, and that's what, you know, study after study after study has shown is the best for you. But then there's your kind of your free choice and your free will to say, well, like you said, I don't want to do that. So what are my options? So that's your medical option. And so you're seeing a medical doctor. And so that's what you're typically going to get. Now, there's kind of a new wave of medical doctors coming through that are into more lifestyle-based medicine. They're far and few between, very hard to find. But you can find a lot of alternative practitioners like naturopathic medicine, naturopathic physicians, rather, that will take a completely different approach, looking more at diet, looking more at lifestyle, looking at more natural ways to get the body back into balance. Some states are okay with that and some states are not. So it just depends. As a matter of fact, naturopathic physicians are only licensed, I think, in around 11 states, but they really know what they're doing. I'll tell you somebody else who's good to talk with is a registered dietitian or a licensed dietitian or a licensed nutritionist. They're both very good. And I think they're underutilized in our healthcare system more than ever. I think that they're some of the top experts when it comes to nutrition. They're training, and I think they get shoved down to the bottom of the barrel and really don't get looked at. That's my opinion. And I think that they're one of the best day-to-day coaches that you could ever ask for. You find a dietitian that understands fitness as far as like personal training and exercise, and they understand nutrition at a high level, and you've got literally a home run. So just so you know. So let's get into the whole thing. You're on a farm, and you're out there, and you work on the farm and that sort of thing. You cut grass in summer times. You're fairly active, but that's not exercise that I'm talking about. I'm talking about focused exercise, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, minimum. And the kind of walking you would do is the pace for 30 minutes. Not just like going down, picking up a bale of hay, moving it for an hour, which I know that's hard labor. I get it. But it's not the kind of exercise I'm talking about. Focused, intense, high-intensity exercise, walking at that pace for 30 minutes, 5 days a week. You know, where it's like, it's not just, well, let's go work in the farm. It's exercise time. And you really do, it's been proven that you get much greater benefit from that. You know, and of course, weight training and all that other sort of thing is great too. But getting that sort of exercise on a regular basis is really good. Would that be something you could do, you think, there at the farm, just if you made time for it? Or is there like a neighborhood or roads that you could walk around that would be good?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. I know it's kind of challenging, but that really does get good benefit. And the studies have shown that it's really good for cholesterol. It'll keep your LDLs up. I'm sorry, your HDLs up and your LDLs down. So do you do any supplements at all?
I do cinnamon every... I'm on Ambrin right now, and I'm taking that. I heard it on the radio. It's a natural type thing for menopausal symptoms and hot flashes, and
right.
It's working great, but there's, really? I think, there's a side effect to it. And I'm on my last month of that, and I'm not sure what to do, but... It's breaking my scalp out really dry and into sores, and I'm not understanding why it's doing that if it's all natural and supposed to be, you know, healthy for me.
Right.
So I to quit taking my supplements while I'm taking that, because when I started taking the Ambrin with what I was taking, it started giving me headaches. So I figured it was just too much or overload.
Could be. The main supplements definitely to look into for the basics that are really good are your foundational four, what we talk about. So it's a good whole food multi, and your fish oil, like cod liver oil, the actual oil itself and not the gel caps is a better version. And then you got your probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the gut and the digestive tract, and then your enzymes to help break the food down. So those are all really beneficial and can be very helpful. As far as just general supplements go to give you kind of a baseline. Red yeast rice, just so you know, from a supplement perspective, has great research on it. Matter of fact, a lot of the statin drugs got a lot of their mechanisms of action, is what you call pretty much what the drugs do, from the red yeast rice. So it works well. It's completely natural. Works great at helping stabilize the HDLs and the LDLs. And then vitamin E, which is a real big key, and it's in all the medical texts, one of the best ways to help reduce plaquing in the arteries, which, of course, is a result of the LDL cholesterol. So vitamin E, I think that when they did the studies, it was just 400 units, which is pretty basic. So you might want to do some research on that and look it up, and you can get really good results with it. I mean, it's fantastic, actually. And like I said, that is in the medical research, so good stuff, okay? But, you know, you're in a phase right now where it's all new, and I think it's exciting that you're looking out for different options. I think your diet's going to be a key. Get your healthy fats in, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, at least three times a day in your meals, plenty of green vegetables, plenty of the proteins like you're doing. Just stay away from the starchy carbohydrates too much, the breads and the pastas, cereals and the crackers and whatnot, because they can affect cholesterol levels in a negative way, okay? Great talking with you, and keep me posted how it goes. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. No matter what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with, understand that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Go to my website, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget, a lot of live events coming up right around the corner. So stay tuned with our website and on with the newsletter as well with all that we have going on here with our show. All right, let's kick it off right now. I want to talk a little bit about how prostate issues have become really big, and prostate cancer is something that really freaks guys out. I mean, men get worried about prostate cancer like women do about breast cancer, but they're saying that there's some genetic signatures that might be on point, some IDs they're calling it, for the aggressive form of prostate cancer, which has been identified recently. So two studies pinpointed two distinct patterns of RNA, which is part of the genetic material that makes up in our DNA and the proteins, not getting too technical about it. Our DNA is kind of our blueprint, if you will. But in one study, British researchers identified a set of genes that could predict whether patients actually had, or patients had castration-resistant prostate cancer, and also predicted survival of those patients. So the castration-resistant prostate cancer is the form of the disease which does not respond to standard androgen deprivation therapy. So basically testosterone levels, men's main hormone, typically when you reduce it, when somebody has prostate issues, then it helps the condition. And so right now they're saying that with the aggressive form, they found that it really doesn't make that bit of difference. So the patients with distinctive 9-gene pattern characteristic of aggressive prostate cancer survived on average of 9.2 months compared to 21 months for those without the gene pattern. In the second study, the U.S. researchers pinpointed a different set of genes with similar predictive properties to those identified by the British team. The U.S. scientists discovered a set of 6 genes characteristic of more aggressive forms of prostate cancer patients with this genetic signature survived an average of 7.8 months compared with at least 34 months for those without the genetic signature. So the studies were published on October 8th in the Journal of Lancet Oncology. Previous research has identified genetic signatures for many forms of cancer, but they have been used only to classify cancers. These new studies are first to show that genetic signatures might prove useful in predicting the patient outcome. So there might be a large difference between prostate cancer patients and some never having symptoms, some responding well to treatment, and others developing resistance to treatment and having their cancer progress into other levels, of course. So tests to determine whether a patient is more has more aggressive forms of cancer or not does exist, and they are working on those now. One expert agreed that the genetic signatures, as you're talking about, the DNA, might help guide treatment for the future. Once prostate cancer has spread beyond the prostate, which means it metastasized, patients are given medication to lower their testosterone to castration levels, which slows prostate cancer growth. Now, Dr. Lee Richstone, who's the director of research at the Smith Institute for Urology in New York, says, unfortunately, this is not a cure. And the cancer eventually begins to grow again, even with testosterone levels so low. So once this occurs, the patient has castration-resistant prostate cancer. That's exciting. So you cut your testosterone levels down so low that, that it's almost non-existent at almost castration levels, which you know what that means, right? And so you get that done, and then the body just kicks in finally, and just the cancer cells continue to grow. And so not only do you have low testosterone, feel terrible, have no energy, no drive, now your cancer continues that you're dealing with. So that's frustrating. So our current ability to determine which patients have a better or worse predicted survival is limited, he said. The ability to better determine patients' prognosis is very important in order to counsel patients and to develop clinical trials to develop new treatments is the key. These two studies looked at the blood of patients with advanced prostate cancer and identified unique gene expression profiles or signatures that help determine which patients have a better or worse prognosis. After more study, such simple blood testing may be extremely helpful in counseling patients and developing new treatments. So prostate cancer is a big deal. It is. A lot of guys are dealing with it. A lot of guys are seeing it more often. And it really, really is just showing itself a lot more. And it's unfortunate. But again, there's a lot you can do nutritionally, a lot we can do with our lifestyle choices, fitness levels, exercise, all of that makes a big difference in the overall scheme of things. And so hopefully, as you listen to me talk, and as you are, you know, gathering information from what we talk about, if you're writing things down, and if you miss something, you can go to the website. Don't forget all our nutrition information, supplements, nutritional meal planning and recipes and all that. You can go to the website, getwellradio.com, and check it out there. So anything you need, we have it for you. Our wellness team and providers and coaches are available at the website. You can find it there. We've got local providers in your area that can help get you to the next level. And so we've got team members that are available, too, that can coach you in your wellness, lifestyle, and nutrition goals. I mean, we have a network set up to support you so you can be helped and get the goals reached that you're looking for. No reason to stay, you know, down and out. No reason to not be able to reach your goals. Regardless of what you've been diagnosed with, regardless of what you're struggling with, there's always hope. I mean, the one thing you don't want to lose is the hope to know that life can change, that you can be better, that you don't have to be stuck where you are, that truly things can change. I think of a guy the other day, just to give you a success story. There's a guy that I know of the other day that was working with one of our coaches and one of our team members around the country. And it's just amazing to see someone that had worked, you know, this doctor that he worked with you know, I had started working with him on a more of a natural perspective. Changed his diet, which he agreed to do, and he did great at it. And he started taking certain supplements like cod liver oil and things like red yeast rice and those sorts of things, and did amazing. I mean, and not only that, it wasn't even the supplements, though. Everybody is hung up on the pills. Now, the supplements help, but they're not the bulk of it. I mean, the guy started exercising, which he normally never did. And in a short period of time, he lost weight, feels better, has more energy. His primary care physician was just amazed at his progress. His cholesterol dropped tremendously. He was borderline diabetes. His doctor was kind of saying, the guy he was working with was kind of saying, well, you may have to start getting on medications if things don't change. You know, he kind of gave him that option and that window. And the guy really just stepped up and just made it happen. Lost, you know, a bunch of weight, started eating better, exercising, and he just, you know, gave a great praise report for that. So it's exciting to see people. And I mean, there's nobody in my organization that takes credit for that, or even I know these other providers that are out there, they don't take credit for it either. You know, it's the person that gets inside of themselves and say, I want to get well. It's the person that says, I'm sick and tired of being where I am, and I want to go to the next level, and I don't want to stay where I am. I want to be in a better place. And I've lived this way too long, and I want to go to the next level for my health and my life. And then they do. They just change. They make an impact, and they make a change. And it's great to see. I mean, because you can't do it for them. And I can't either. No one else can. Only them, the person, whomever they are, can take responsibility for their health and for their life. That's what this whole thing is all about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget, you can check us out online at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Darlene. Hi, Darlene. Miss Darlene, we'll go to John. Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
I'm just calling. I've got a daughter. She just has turned 18, and over the last 6 months or so has been having occasional stomach problems, a little pain in her stomach. And
okay.
We've gone through several tests, and they just did a HIDA scan, and she has an underactive gallbladder. It was only producing, I think it said, a minimum of a flow of 35%, and she's only flowing like 30%. And we've had several friends that we know, a lot of young kids, that are having to have the gallbladders removed. And once they're diagnosed, we've got a surgeon here in about 10 days. And just wanted to see what thoughts you might have on that.
How's her home life? I mean, is it pretty good? Is she kind of a stressed out kid? A lot of pressure on her for grades and all that? Or is she pretty laid back, even keeled? Or what? Is the family life pretty good?
The grades, but, you know, she does worry about those kind of things, you know, a little more than she should. But, you know, she eats well. She stays active. You know, exercises. The pitfalls really started about the last 6 or 7 months.
Okay. But is there any drama at home at all?
No, not at all.
Are you? Okay. Yeah, because that sometimes can be a big cause of it. Does she eat a lot of fats in her diet? Does she eat a lot of carbohydrates? When you say a good diet, what does that look like?
Well, her mom is pretty good about cooking. We have, you know, vegetables, and we eat out a good bit. But she's very particular on what she, you know, eats and drinks. You know, drinks a lot of water, doesn't drink a lot of sodas.
Okay.
So it's not a perfect diet by any means, but it's a fairly good diet.
Okay, that's good. Well, a couple things come to mind. When the gallbladder starts to be a little bit weak and it's underactive, like they're saying, many times acetylcholine levels in the brain can drop. And when acetylcholine levels drop, this is more based around Chinese medicine. This is not standard of care in regular medicine here. If you raise acetylcholine levels, you can help gallbladder function. And that's a possibility. Now, a pediatrician may not agree with that, but you can look it up in some nutrition items online if you want to research it. But look up acetylcholine and the connection with the gallbladder, and you'll find a lot of nutritional protocols that go along with that that can typically help. Hope that helps. We'll be right back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity, The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Wanted to ask you something.
You can ask me whatever.
About sciatica.
Okay.
I am turning 65.
Wow, you're young.
No kidding. And for someone who had a cardiac arrest 2 years ago, I'm blessed to be here.
Amen.
But sometimes I wonder if my warranty's running out, you know? I want to ask you, my lower back has been damaged by years of doing stupid stuff when I was younger. So it's not my strong point. Lower discs and twice broken tailbone. But this time it has been diagnosed as sciatica with pain running from my backside around to my hip and then down the leg all the way to the ankle. I went to a chiropractor who did what he could, but he's very conservative when dealing with my lower back, which I appreciate because it's kind of held together with glue and grits, you know, so we don't want to irritate too much. My PC, whom I respect immensely, does monitor all of my situations, but he dispenses medications.
Okay.
And in this case, I finished a round of prednisone, and that didn't help a whole lot. Today, I did go to a massage therapist who about wore me out, and I got a greater result from that hour session that killed me, but I do feel better. I don't want to go through this again, not being able to sit, stand, walk. You know, you're waddling around, and it's painful, and I have a cold pack on my back and a heating pad on my leg. And so, what's up? How do we approach this? I've used all three disciplines now, and I'm not sure what to do.
All right, so the chiropractor worked on you, got some decent results, but not complete results, right?
Right.
MD worked with you, primary care worked with you, said, I mean, bottom line is, at the end of the day, about all he can do are muscle relaxers and painkillers. That's about it. All right. And that's not, I mean, I wouldn't be happy with, you know, with that either.
I'm not happy with that.
All right, so let's back it down. Remember, inflammation, the root of it, comes from our gut, what we put inside our body every day. All right? So that's the root cause of it. Now, a couple of questions I have is, from a stress perspective, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how hard and how stressful has your life been over, not forever, but, say, the last 5 years?
It's right in there around 8.
Okay. And the pain began to get at its peak how long ago?
It hovers, it comes and goes. This has been a spell that's been going on for about 2 months. I got to the point where I could not lie on my left hip comfortably. It would wake me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I backed off from that. I was doing Tai Chi. And I found that was really a little uncomfortable because you have to put your weight on one leg often. And I was kicking that hip out to the side, not standing correctly or strongly because it hurt.
Sure.
And so I backed off from that. And I got better results from this massage therapist today, actually. That really got in and worked the muscles that were very, very tight and all knotted up, she said, in my hip, round in my backside. Her suggestion was sometimes you can take a tennis ball slide that up under your butt in the back and use that as a pressure point to kind of work that low element ball and to work up the little kinks or something that, that form in there. But I don't, I mean, is this physical? Is it bone? Is it muscle? Is it diet?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything, and that's why I was kind of asking you that question. So in the last 5 years, let's go back to this. In the last 5 years, when was it the worst? Now, or has it built up slowly over 5 years, or in the last year, has it become worse?
It's built up. It's built up over the last 4 years since my marriage dissolved for a long, long time. And then the next year I had the cardiac arrest, which was a surprise. And it's taken me about a year to adjust to why that happened and that I'm still here. And don't quite. And all of that has been, you know, a change, living alone, dealing with finances, worries, you know, let it get to you. I do walk.
But that plays a big role. Just so you know, the back pain that you're dealing with, everything's tied together. The mental and emotional side of health shows itself in physical symptoms. So it's not just, that's why when you're going and you're getting physical treatment, that's not probably the root cause of everything. That's the end symptom of the root. The root is in the hurt and the unforgiveness and the pain that you still have going through a dissolved marriage and not understanding why that had to happen, even though it did, even though people make choices on their own and even though things happen. So have you done any counseling at all whatsoever through all this?
Yes. I've spent a lot of time in counseling dealing with divorce. And then after the cardiac arrest, which I learned only 8% of the people survive that, and
right.
I drove myself to the hospital and then collapsed on the floor of the ER with a cardiologist about two feet away, and I thought, well, that's a blessing, you know. And
well,
spent-
I think that, you know, in the middle of it all, getting a good balanced approach, getting on a good nutritional plan, which I think is important, which we're running out of time, we're closing out, but your nutritional plan is going to be important. The chiropractic physician, I think, probably would be something to continue with because they can provide good alternative-based care. And then ongoing counseling would be important, too, in the middle of this. Now, Amino Active makes a great product, too, that's protein-based that could be helpful as well that you might want to check out.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.